My Letters and Sounds, Phase 5 Reader. Treasures Under the Sea by Isabel Thomas. Have you ever seen reefs on television? They are full of living treasures. Even the beautiful coral is alive. Let's dive in for a closer look. Reefs are made by tiny animals called corals. Most corals prefer tropical waters. There are some wonderful reefs in Southeast Asia, which is near the equator. Equator. Southeast Asia. Divers explore reefs for pleasure. They have torches to give them better vision underwater. Turning on the light reveals an amazing rainbow display. Reefs are full of food and hiding places. Unsurprisingly, many different animals live here. Dazzling fish of all sizes dart about. Sea stars crawl slowly across the coral. Every animal has its own way to find food. This is a cleaner shrimp. It hops onto larger animals and nibbles at their dead skin and germs. Sharks and turtles visit reefs to find prey to hunt. Some animals swim away quickly. Other animals have spines for defense. Giant clams simply snap their shells shut. Fact: giant clams can live for up to 100 years. Corals are tiny animals themselves. They construct hard homes to hide in. They stick their tentacles out to catch plankton that floats past. Plate coral. Brain coral. Staghorn coral. When a coral dies, its hard home is left behind. New corals construct their homes on top. Over time, the reef grows. Fact: reefs grow more slowly than your fingernails. Reefs are one of the planet's most important treasures. They protect thousands of different animals. They also protect shores from erosion. But corals need protection too. Every year, scientists measure how healthy reefs are. They have found out that coral reefs are under threat from predators, diseases, storms, fishing, collisions with boats, people who collect coral. Exposure to chemicals. Seas heating up. Global heating is making seas heat up too. When corals heat up too much, they become unwell. They may turn totally white. Reefs can recover, but this takes years. We can all help to protect reefs by living more carefully.